In a lot of ways, everyone, we live in an exciting time, I think, to be Catholics. It's an exciting time to be a Catholic. I heard somebody say not too long ago that for the first time in a long time, the most popular man in the world right now is the Pope. And for good reasons, not bad ones. More popular than Donald Trump, more popular than Taylor Swift, more popular than Adrian Peterson, or whoever else you want to come up with. Pope Francis is, in a lot of ways, the most popular man in the world right now. If you question that, or don't believe that, check out the Bismarck Tribune in the last 14 days. Three times, the Pope has been on the front page of the Bismarck Tribune. That's pretty amazing. Now, the challenge for that sometimes is the headlines are not the most accurate thing about what's going on, and you almost need a degree in canon law or theology to try to figure out what all this actually means. Now, I know some of us may be concerned at times, but it's actually a reminder that throughout the history of the church, there's always been dialogue what's happening right now. There's always been clarifications in these small changes made by the popes to respond to the times. Now, it should also be encouraging for us as American Catholics that in a lot of ways, what the Pope is doing right now, we've already been doing in this country. That the mercy that he is wanting to extend to us Catholics, bishops in this country have already been trying to do. Now, why do I mention all that this morning? It's because of today's feast day, this feast of Saints Cornelius and Cyprian, third century martyrs of the church. Cornelius was a bishop of Rome, successor of St. Peter, and Cyprian was a bishop of Carthage, a predecessor to St. Augustine. Now, how does that tie in what I just mentioned about Pope Francis? I think it's this. St. Cyprian made some pretty bold moves in the third century. At that time, the Roman Emperor, in the year 250, said all Christians need a sacrifice to the pagan gods. And what a lot of Christians do. A lot of Christians sacrifice the pagan gods. That was the sin of apostasy, to publicly deny Christ. What was the punishment at that time for committing the sin of apostasy? You're out. That's it. You can't come back. You can't be a Christian. You can't be anything. You're done. And what St. Cyprian said was, they can re-enter the church through some form of penance. That at the time was not a popular decision, but he made it possible for those who had denied Christ in a public way to re-enter into communion with the church. So these decisions that are sometimes made in the 21st century are nothing new in the life of the church. If we think there's a lot of friction now, at some of the early ecumenical councils, bishops would punch each other in the face. This is nothing new. And we always have to remember, what is the church all about? The church is all about extending the mercy of God to us, her children. And who needs that mercy the most? I do.